with Catherine Batchelder now, the Newburyport girls lacrosse coach up at Newburyport High School. And Catherine, welcome to MSO. And what I like to do first time when I meet a coach is to ask a little bit about her background and how she got to where she is.
Okay, well, I grew up in Newburyport, and I went to college at Georgetown University, where I played for 4 years, and then went to work in New York City and found myself in San Francisco, and I started coaching out there. And about 10 years ago, moved back to Newburyport, and the job was open, so I was fortunate enough to get it.
The allure of Newburyport versus places like New York and San Francisco, explain that to me, because I, as a teacher, I have kids who want to get across the bridge, but I tell them, you know what, go see the world, but you'll come back.
Well, that's exactly right. It's a great place to come back to. I was fortunate to be able to go to college in D.C. and then work for 5 years in New York City and then live in San Francisco for 6 years. So I've been lucky to see the world and then come back to Newburyport and raise my family.
How did you personally get started in lacrosse?
I started in high school. I was going to run track, and a very wise coach of mine said, don't run track. You can run the rest of your life. Play lacrosse. So I started as a sophomore, and it clicked immediately, and I just fell in love with it and ended up doing well with it and playing in college and played after college as well in a lot of different leagues.
Is girls lacrosse getting, I don't know what the word is, I don't want to say bigger, but maybe more attention now than possibly 10 years ago? It seems as though lacrosse, at least in this area, is really getting some attention now. It's always been competitive in the area on the North Shore, but it seems to be growing is the only word I can think of.
Yeah, I think it absolutely is growing. I think Title IX has helped that, because it's growing at the college level so fast at both Division I, II, and III, which trickles down to interest in youth level. I think that the fun thing about a lot of the youth programs is it has former players now, which are starting it rather than parents or interested parents. Now you have some former players who are coaching. That's really driving the youth level. I see that a lot in Newburyport. And through the youth programs being so strong, that finds its way up to the high school programs, which are just stronger and stronger every year. Every town has much stronger high school lacrosse than 10 years ago when I got here.
What's the setup in Newburyport? Are the kids playing at lower levels before they get to the high school?
Yes, we have a youth program that begins in first and second grade. We have a TOTS program, which begins in kindergarten, which is co-ed and really just for fun to get out there and run around and get to know the stick and get to know the game a little bit. Competitive youth program starts in first and second grade all the way up through eighth grade, and then starting in fifth and sixth and seventh and eighth, we have select programs for both boys and girls at those ages, where they go out and play other select teams from other towns around.
Mm-hmm.
So
cool. All right.
Yeah.
So they got some experience when they get to you.
That's the idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, high school, obviously, it's supposed to be a lot more competitive. When you get kids, how often do you take a player and maybe change positions and contrast that or compare that with kids who play, maybe you can slot them in multiple places?
Yeah, well, I think the girls that just made our team last week would laugh at that, because a few of them have been playing attack or midfield their whole life, and now they're finding themselves on defense. So, I think, you know, I've done this a while, and I can see kids' strengths and weaknesses pretty quickly, and also recognize where they'll do the best to get on the field the quickest. So they do, you know, we do move them around from what they're used to doing. Yeah.
Okay. I know a lot of times a captain will be the one who gets moved, because the captain is more mature, knows the understands what it takes to help a team. And sometimes you'll get a person in one position and she'll say, or you'll say, or a coach will say, okay, you're great here, but we need you back there for your experience or whatever. How important is defense in lacrosse? Because let's say hockey, I mean, a lot of times if you've got a quarterback back on hockey playing defense, you can get that puck out of the zone quickly. Is there an analogy in lacrosse?
Well, I think, like in any sport, defense is so important, because not only does it, get a stop for you, a save, help get the ball back to your attack, but whenever it does that, it's a real moral victory, because the other team didn't score for lack of, you know, for the most basic. But I think that having a strong defense is so crucial to a team, because it really gives you an identity.
So what's the identity of a Batchelder coach team?
I try to get the girls to work as hard as they can. I try to get the girls to really buy into working together. And we come up with a motto every year. I don't give them the motto. It usually comes out 2 or 3 weeks into a season. We talk a lot about accountability. We talk a lot about having each other's back and trusting each other. And, you know, usually each year a different team comes out depending on, you know, underclassmen becoming upperclassmen, juniors becoming seniors. This year I was really fortunate. I didn't lose very many players, and I have just a few new girls to the team. So we've really hit the ground running.
Okay. I am new to lacrosse, and I couldn't find a lot of background. So I'm going to ask a question out of total ignorance, but give me a little background as to the last few years of how Newburyport girls hockey, lacrosse has done.
Gee, I could go on for hours, so let's see. Let's go back to 2011, which is the very first year a Newburyport team even made the state tournament, and we lost in the first round. Same for 2012 and 2013.
Wow.
We'd never won a game before in the state tournament. We'd always lost in the first round. And then in 2014, we had this complete Cinderella run, and we won the state championship. The Division II state championship.
I'm embarrassed.
And
congratulations, that's awesome.
since then, we've we've set a different bar, and every year we've been able to compete. We've been to the North Quarters every year since, and really expect to be playing in the North Championship each year.
Okay, so I'm sitting in the powerhouse. I get that. All right.
Not a powerhouse by any means. It's just our expectation.
Okay.
What we go in thinking and hoping and working, striving towards.
All right, fantastic. So tell me about the makeup of this year's team.
This year's team, we have 5 seniors who are all part of that state championship team, and they all were freshmen when it happened, and one was a goalie who is still my goalie. And they all have really taken it upon themselves to bring this program to the next level. They come, they come every day to work, and they have a great sense of humor with the younger girls, but they work really hard. My junior class is enormous. I have 11 juniors. They're kind of the heart and soul of the team just because they're the loudest. I have a small sophomore crew. I only have 3 sophomores, and I have 1 freshman.
Okay. Do you want to name your captains and tell me about them?
Sure. I have 3 captains. I have Izzy Sarah, who you may know. She's a fantastic hockey player. So Izzy Sarah is a goalie. She was my goalie as a freshman who came in and had barely ever played goalie before, but we needed one. So we threw her in there, and she's just an amazing athlete. And through thick or thin, she pretty much saved our season for us in a bunch of different games, especially in our state title run. And Olivia Katavalos is a senior attacker. She's played 4 years of varsity as well, and she's really got a ton of energy. She's got a really positive attitude. She is the player that we look to for a little bit of a spark, a little bit of a run, and she has such a down-to-earth attitude. The girls really relate to her, and she's a fantastic leader. She has been since she was a sophomore. And then my third captain is Liz Fortier, who's a defender. She's a low defender. And she's been playing since she was a freshman as well. She's another girl who really leads by example. The girls all look up to her. She sacrifices herself, sacrifices her body. She's always on the ground. Goggles are usually 10 feet away from her because she gives everything she has. So they're great. They're great leaders for our team.
That leads me to my final thought. Watching lacrosse kids practice, I see, you know, in the fall, football players don't go out in this weather, but the lacrosse kids are out there.
Yeah, you got to get out there. It's a short season. You know, we only have 2 weeks between the start date for MIA and our first game, so we don't have a whole lot of time to get ready. That's why it's so advantageous to, A, have a turf field, and, B, not have a ton of new girls on the team, because it's not a lot of time to get to know each other, and if you're trying to teach a lot, it's not a lot of time. So there's not a lot of off days. You got to just get right in there, and you have 2 weeks, and then once the games start, the season just flies.
I always think of one more question. Capan League, what's that looking like?
Capan's always a strong league. We have Masco, which is always a perennial powerhouse. Ipswich is always extremely strong. Then Triton, Pentucket, they're all teams that you never know. On any given day, I feel like anybody can beat anybody, so you have to really bring your A game. And we all know each other really well. Most of us play each other twice, and then a lot of us end up in the tournament against each other. And that's tough because usually it means one of us is knocking the other one out.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, we all really root for each other. Last year, when Ipswich got to the North, we had just played had just played Marblehead and taken an early exit, and you know, we all were so excited for Ipswich to get there, and same with the year before when Ipswich got to States the year after we did. You know, the coaches, all we all know each other really well, and we all support each other, especially in state tournament
Fantastic.
Time.
I want to check in with you from time to time, if that's okay.
Absolutely, sure.
All right, Coach, thanks.
Thank you.
That is Coach Catherine Batchelder.